I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game. From pickoff attempts to pirouettes, the budding ballet career of former Major League catcher Mike Piazza. But first, the Toronto Maple Leafs have made the playoffs for the first time in 8 years. Here to help us understand how this original six team and the NHL's most valuable franchise managed to pull that off despite all the odds is Damian Cox of the Toronto Star. Damian, welcome back to Only a Game.
Nice to be back. Thanks for calling.
The Maple Leafs are revered in Toronto, and according to Forbes magazine, they're worth $1 billion, which is $250 million more than the second-place Rangers. With all that fan support and all that money, how is it possible for the Leafs not to have been more successful in recent years?
Well, that's the million-dollar question in Toronto. By theory, I suppose, the Toronto Maple Leafs should be to hockey what the New York Yankees are to baseball, or what a franchise like the Los Angeles Lakers is in basketball. The Maple Leafs won their last Stanley Cup in 1967, haven't even been to the final since. A lawyer who once worked for Harold Ballard, the longtime Leaf owner, once compared the Leafs to the Hope Diamond, saying, "It's a wonderful thing to want to own, but sometimes it doesn't bring all the great luck and spectacular success that those who purchase the team would like it to." And that's certainly been the case for the last decade or so.
Tell me about, a few illustrative instances that give us some sense of what's gone wrong.
Well, I mean, you could go back almost 50 years when the Maple Leafs had a chance to get Bobby Orr and said, "Nah, thanks, we don't need him right now." And then, of course, there was the destructive ownership of Harold Ballard, who I mentioned, and the squandering of talent and bringing in people who are simply not qualified to run what should have been one of the top franchises in the NHL. In 2005, the NHL really changed significantly by bringing in a salary cap system. Well, not surprisingly, because the Leafs had been poorly equipped to deal with every major change in the industry over the previous 40 years, they messed this up too, and are only now a team that's well-positioned for the future. So a lot of the same themes, you know, have really continued over and over and over again since they last won the championship.
This season, the Leafs endured a 9-game stretch in March in which they went 2-7, but you wrote earlier this week that the team had undergone what you've called a cultural revolution. How so?
Well, last season, they were in a playoff position in early February and basically collapsed. Brian Burke, who was then the general manager of the team, compared it to an 18-wheeler going over a cliff. And it was quite a spectacular collapse. That prompted the firing of then-coach Ron Wilson, and they brought in Randy Carlyle. Even though they're in the midst of, I know you've heard this before, another ownership change, Carlyle's a guy who's brought stability to the organization. All of a sudden, you have a team now that's one of the toughest teams in the league. It leads the league in hitting. And when they were sort of pushed to the edge and people thought they might start falling apart again this season and should be bounced back, got really hot and earned themselves a playoff position. So I think they demonstrated this is a very different team than last year and really a very different team than they've had in a long time.
What sort of postseason success do the Leafs have for Toronto fans to be happy, or are they just happy to be there?
You know what? I think they're happy to be there. Now, they would deny that as an organization, and certainly given the nature of the Eastern Conference and the NHL in general, any team that makes the playoffs really is capable of doing damage. The teams are just that closely matched in an era of parity, the likes of which the NHL has never seen before. You know, I really think if the first round were to be over quite quickly and the Leafs were sent packing, no one would declare the season a failure. But in fact, it was a step forward.
Damian Cox is the Toronto Star's hockey columnist and associate sports editor. Damian, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Okay, anytime. Good to talk to you again.